on this day, 20th March, 1971. Hardliners to topple Clark. The further measures to deal with the Northern Irish troubles announced by the Prime Minister at Stormont yesterday, following his hush-hush visit to London, were clearly unacceptable to the right-wing MPs who are now confident that they have the necessary support in the country to bring down the government on the law and order issue. The only concession Mr. Chichester Clark could make to their demands was that the army strength in the north will be increased by about 1,400 extra troops. His opponents had been pressing for tougher action, including internment and the establishment of a local militia under Stormont control. It is certain that the campaign to force the PM to resign will be continued with increased intensity, and it expected that the final showdown will take place at the Unionist Council meeting on March 29th. Mr. Chichester Clark is not expected to survive as Premier after that, and in fact, some observers feel that he may throw in the towel. Support for Lynch's border industries idea. Sir Frederick Catherwood, Director General of the National Economic Development Office, last night backed suggestions by the Taoiseach, Mr. Lynch, that the Irish and Stormont governments engage in economic cooperation to attract industry to border areas of high unemployment. Sir Fred added, "This is an ingenious idea worth considering." Death of Piper Seavers, 1916. Link. The late Mr. Francis Joseph McPeak, one of Ireland's best-known folk musicians and storytellers, has died. Mr. McPeak, renowned for his Ilan pipes playing, died in Belfast on St. Patrick's Day, aged 86. As a young man, he learned to play the Ilan pipes in his determination to see that Irish traditional music in Belfast should not die. His enthusiasm led him through the Gaelic League to a man who was to be his benefactor, Francis Joseph Biggar. With his aid, the late Mr. McPeak took up tuition from the then Ilan pipes maestro, John O'Reilly of Galway, who was totally blind. When, 60 years ago, Francis won his first major award at the Eireachtas in Dublin, Éamon Cant, the executed 1916 leader, adjudicated. In his association with Biggar and his house, Ardrí, he met Roger Casement, Alice Stopford Green, the historian, and Lord Ashbourne, a leading aristocratic Gaelic leaguer. His international tours included Russia, America, and France. Jack Lynch's novel idea to attract industry to border areas was never taken up, and within a week, Chichester Clark had been replaced as Premier by the ambitious Brian Faulkner. Meanwhile, the passing of Francis McPeak Sr. severed a link with the Gaelic revival, pioneered in Belfast by the Protestant nationalist lawyer F.J. Biggar.